This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. I need to get something off my chest. I recently turned 28 and I'm freaking out. Owning a home, taxes, and being a real adult comes with a lot of stressors that I wasn't really prepared for. And the best way to get something off of my chest is to talk to someone, which is where therapy comes into my life. Talking with someone that has the knowledge and information to help me look at my issues from a different perspective has helped me slow down my life a little bit and help calm me down. If this is something that you can relate to, then I recommend you give BetterHelp a try. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. You can visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes. And now, back to the episode.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, everybody. How's it going? Hi. Oh, Franco is right beside me. For those who don't know, I have an Australian Shepherd. We have a YouTube channel called Frankie to the Moon, and he's just amazing. Every time I go to record anything or talk or pull out a mic or whatever, he's like right beside me, be like, "Hey, what's up? Yeah, can I be in it?" And it's really cute. It's really amazing. I love him a lot. But how's everybody doing? How are you? Oh, I wish this was like live, or I mean, I used to do it live on Twitch, but it just got to be too much. I just wanted to sit and talk like freely and not worry about all the settings and all the everything. But I wish people were in the room. You know, I wish you could do this like live at an actual event, and I could hear everyone's voices. And it's been I've been good. I'll answer your question. Of course, you asked me how I'm doing. I'm doing really well. What's crazy is that like work has actually been insane. And it's like the best problem to have in the entire world, right? Like there's nothing wrong with it. It's just, it's crazy. You find yourself watching other people and seeing like other people like just like inspire you, and you look up to them. And a lot of those people like Casey Neistat, like Keenan and JC for me, or even like Jay Shetty, like all of these people, and you're like, oh my God, like they're so busy. They're so amazing. Like they're doing amazing things. Like how do they do this all? And then, you know, you kind of forget where you are. And now I've been kind of so busy to the point where I'm like, wait, I'm not where they are, but I'm here. This is my moment. And it's really, really interesting. And I'm just really happy to be here. And I just want to say thank you to each and every single one of you for, you know, keeping me busy and helping me stay here and do what I love to do. And so I just want to say thank you. And I wanted to also say happy Pride Month, everybody. That's insane. It's a little quieter this year, just because of, you know, everything going on in the world. I won't say the C word, but we all know what's happening. My province is where, so for those who don't know, I live in the province of Ontario and I live in the city of Ottawa. And we're still in very much lockdown. We're just started opening up in like a pretty stupid way. Like we open up patios before we open up schools. I don't know. Apparently people need to party in Canada. Whatever. It is what it is. You know, you can't. I'm just here to play the game. I'm not here to make the rules or get a penalty or anything like that. But I'm just so happy to see that there's so many people supporting Pride Month, even online. And it just makes my heart happy to see just like so much love go out into the community and so many people like recognize the Stay You brand with LGBTQ+, and it's just amazing, and I'm just so thankful. And I just wanted to hop on here and say I hope everybody has a happy Pride and party the hell out of it. You know, you deserve it. And today I wanted to talk about something like that was a little bit different, and it's something that I've recently only started to think about and started to, you know, come to terms with. And that's the idea of like marriage and having a kid and, you know, growing old and doing adult things, like all the adult things. Like I I mean, you watch YouTube right now, and like the biggest couple right now who's having a baby is Alfie and Zoe. Alfie Days and Zoe Suck, or Zoella. And it's just so insane. You know, we watch them for like years, like 10 years plus, and now they're having a family. Like, whoever thought that like almost like a celebrity couple would be staying together? And it's just so beautiful to watch. And it just gets me thinking, like, so many people around us, even a lot of my friends are having kids. A lot of my friends are getting married. A lot of my friends are engaged. A lot of my friends like live with their significant other and everything. And it just puts me in a position where I'm like, wait, am I too slow? So yeah, I want to talk about not necessarily my relationship, but my view and where my head is on the whole aspect of it. And I did write a few things down because I don't want to say anything too like out of the way here. But it's scary. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and say that I'm not scared. I used to watch Friends like every single day, and I'd be like, why is Chandler so afraid of having a life or having a kid or being committed? And I never really had commitment issues or anything like that. I never was scared of commitment. And I know like there's therapists out there like Matthias who's gonna come at me and be like, well, it's probably part of your childhood, but I don't remember my childhood, so I can't sit here and pinpoint where exactly, you know, I have this little trauma episode that makes me scared of commitment. I had amazing parents who loved me and, you know, pushed me hard enough, but also accepted who I was, and it was just I had an amazing life, and I mean I did go through some traumatic times, but I don't see it really affecting my relationships or commitment or anything like that. And so I'm just intrigued. So I sit down, instead of being so anxious about it, instead of always being so scared to talk about it, and I mean, I'm still scared to talk about it, but I'm trying to figure it out. But I sat there and I was like, okay, I want to write down like how I feel. And, you know, when my girlfriend brings up having a baby or, you know, weddings, I admit I get a little nervous. I get pretty spooked out. I get, it's scary. It scares the shit out of me. And I think it scares a lot of people. I can't necessarily pinpoint why. I think it's just like, whoa, moving so fast. I just came from, you know, just being this fun, outgoing teen. And then now I have to pay all the bills. You know, I have to take care of my dog, my girlfriend's dog, my girlfriend, now my parents, her parents. You know, it just like becomes this huge load. And you know, I think that's when you have to, if you're going through the same situation, I think you have to ask yourself, and I think the number one thing you have to ask is, you know, do I want to love them? Right? Like, do I want to keep doing this? Is this worth it for me? And if the answer is yes, then I think you'll come to terms with a load that you have. But there's also ways to make it manageable, right? You don't have to be in hell for this. So we all, like, I may be a hopeless romantic, and over the years, I've kind of like dabbled in, you know, not being one and being one and seeing what's what. And I still am one, just a little bit less. I'm less like a movie hopeless romantic and more like just an everyday person. But everybody goes through life a little bit differently. And I think that's a stage that we often just ignore. We all cross through stages at different times, and sometimes they don't match up with your partner. Even if you're soulmates, listen, you and your partner were once strangers. Unless you were born together. Unless you're dating your twin and out in Alabama. Listen, even if you're soulmates, your paths are a little bit different. Your lives are different. Your likes, your traits, your who you are, your being, your soul, your energy, everything is different. And it just so happens to be that you like the difference. You like standing there and sitting across from your person and loving it. And that's great. That's an amazing thing. But that doesn't mean that, you know, you don't have different thoughts. That doesn't mean that you don't do things a little bit differently, or it doesn't mean you don't have the different scares. And so my scare is marriage. It's kids. It's all of this. You know, I have this dream often of a baby girl, having a baby girl. Except there's no mother around. And I don't know what that dream is about. But I just have it a lot of the time. And I don't understand. So it's not that I'm scared of kids. I definitely see myself with a kid. but I don't know what that dream is about. I dream about it often. It's not even just like at night. It's daydreams. It's daydreams. I don't know. It's something that really impacts me, and it gets me thinking, and that's great. And I think when we think, a lot of people tend to get like super spooked, but it's really, really important to sit down and plot your thoughts down, like write them down, and don't be scared to think about yourself. Okay. So whenever I would have these conversations, or my girlfriend would bring it up, you know, I would be so scared. And I always thought, because of this, that that's it. The relationship's over. It's time to call it quits. You know, I always thought that you couldn't work in a relationship. I always thought you needed to work on yourself out of one. I never thought that you can work on yourself while in a relationship. And so this, sorry for the noise in the background. I'm in the basement. My brother's moving, which is really exciting, because then I'm going to be able to move my office into an actual office and not be in a basement. But I'm pumped. So I apologize for the noise, but I want to continue this thought. But before we continue, I actually want to talk about today's sponsor. And today's sponsor is Care Of. They've been supporting the podcast for so long. Care Of is a wellness brand that makes it easy to maintain your health goals with a customized vitamin plan. All of Care Of's products are formulated with the good for you and clean ingredients that are backed by science. And they have an in-depth 5-minute online quiz. It's super easy. It's super amazing. And they ask you questions about your diet, your lifestyle, and health concerns to help you address specific wellness goals. Now, this is an easy quiz, and it's almost like a consultation, like with like a one-on-one. And it just like helps you learn so much about yourself. Like I learned that I needed to take certain things, and I should pay attention to certain things. And I learned so much about myself, even with answering a few questions. Now, a lot of people take vitamins, and they think, you know, it's some quick relief. But no, studies show that it can take up to 30 days for you to see the benefits of a new supplement routine, so consistency is key. So I want you to keep that in mind when taking Care Of. And what's really fun is the Care Of app allows you to track your routine and earn rewards like cool swag, discounts, and even free products when you're consistent with taking your vitamins. So I'm not just going to tell you all this and not give you a discount. You can use the code HAPPYTIMES50 to get 50% off your first Care Of order. So head over to takecareof.com and enter the code HAPPYTIMES50. So I'll say that again, 50% off your first Care Of order. So head over to takecareof.com and enter the code HAPPYTIMES50 for 50% off your first Care Of order. It's amazing. I've actually really, this might be not be on like the vitamin plan that you need or whatever, but I've been taking the whey protein. Or the protein, and it's just, oh, it's my favorite thing in the entire world. I can drink like 4 of them a day. But back into what we were talking about, I'm scared shitless when my girlfriend brings up, you know, marriage and just like the future. The future in general scares me. I'm not scared of, let me just think out loud here. I think I'm scared of, my biggest fear is successful failure. And when I say that, I mean this. I become so good at something, and then one day it all stops. And I know I'm not necessarily in the best job for that, because the internet could just die one day. I could just get canceled one day for saying the wrong thing, or somebody could just do. It's just super, super scary. And that's my biggest fear. And I think I get that because I grew up playing hockey, and I became really good. And then I got a concussion, and I got injured, and I broke my arm, and I broke my leg, and all this stuff. And now I don't play anymore. And so that all stopped really quickly. And it was really weird. It was really weird because when that all happened, my mom was like, okay, well, you know, you can still like have the love for hockey. The next day, I forgot everything about the sport. It was crazy. When my doctor told me I couldn't play anymore, the next day I was a totally different human being. I went from knowing every single hockey player in the NHL to like what stick they use, what tape they put on their stick, what gloves they use, what number they are, what their last name is, even the weird ones. And then the next day, it was all gone. It wasn't like I just forgot it. It was like completely just gone. And so I play in like a beer league every now and then. Not with what's happening in the world right now, but before that, I played in just like a pickup league, and it was fun, but it just, I went from playing this sport for 5 to 7 times a week to just once a week. And it's just a different experience. And so maybe that's like what really, like, maybe that's the trauma there. Maybe that's the commitment issue, is that one day it all just went away. It all just stopped. And I think that's what I'm really scared of, is that one day this life that I'm living of, like, I wake up and I go for a run. I wake up and I go kayaking. I go biking and I'm gone for 3 to 5 hours just biking up a hill. Who knows? I don't necessarily have, like, this plan. I'm just living my life as I go, and it's been really, really enjoyable. And I think that's what scares me, is just, like, settling down and living the same life for the next so many years, because I know how much of a pain in the butt I was with my parents. I'm sure they loved me, and I'm sure they still love me, but I know that I made it hard on them, you know, with being just, like, an insecure teen and being shy and developing differently than a lot of other kids, and just being a slow bloomer or late bloomer. And I know my kid is gonna, you know, be there and need my help more than anything. And I'm just not sure if I'm ready for that time. And so I don't my girlfriend's gonna listen to this podcast and be like, oh shit, okay, all right. No, this, let me wrap this up in a better way. Listen, when all of these thoughts come to mind, when my girlfriend brings up, you know, marriage, weddings, hey baby, right? I slow down, and instead of just calling it quits and be like, oh, this isn't gonna work, I don't want that right now, I sit down and I think to myself this. I ask myself these questions. Do I love her? Yes. Do I see a future with her? Yes. Do I see a family with her? Yes. So, there's the answer. Just because you're not ready in the moment that you're in right now doesn't mean you won't be. And I'm not saying to wait it out. If you not wanting kids is the real true thing of what you don't want in life, then I'm not saying to wait it out and tell somebody that, oh yeah, maybe it'll turn around. No, be vocal. Say what you want to say. But if you see a life with somebody and it just scares you, it's not like, oh my God, do you want to have a kid? And you're like, no, never, they can burn. Like, okay, well, maybe you're probably not the best for this. But for those who are just, like, a little scared of it, like me, that's just like, okay, maybe I'm not ready. Listen, just because you're not ready in the moment doesn't mean you won't be.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
I want you to trust yourself. I want you to trust your partner. And the right time will come, and when mentioning all of those scary things will now excite you. And it's, hell, that's an even scary thing to think about, like, oh my God, that there's going to be a time where that excites me? It's crazy. That's crazy. But now, like, I see a kid on my own. I'm like, dude, that kid's dope. Like, I like kids that are, like, 5 years old to, like, 8 years old, because, you know, they're still learning. They're still having fun. They know how to speak English, right? They know how to talk. They know how to use words, and they also know how to do stuff. They have a little bit of strength and blah, blah, blah. Like, I love that age. But, like, the baby? Yeah, I don't know if that's ever going to excite me. That's a little scary, but maybe one day it will. Maybe one day I'm going to wake up and I'm just going to, like, that's going to be my dream. Maybe that's going to be it. And I think the most important thing is to have trust in yourself and your partner, right? Be vocal with your partner. Be really, really open with them. Tell them everything. Tell them all of your feelings. Tell them your dreams. And do this at a slow pace. A lot of people are like, especially when they're coming up with anxiety or depression, and they're telling somebody, or they're just exposing, you know, what they're feeling. A lot of people come out, like, full blast out of the gate. Like, don't do that, okay? Like, my best advice is to not do that. Think about yourself. Trust your thoughts and take it slow. And when talking to somebody, you also have to acknowledge that they have to process what you're saying. It's not just, you can't just hand them a dictionary and them know every single word. You need to deliver it in stages. Because you learned it the same way. You didn't have all of these thoughts at once. You had all of these thoughts over years and years and years. And so in opening up to somebody, you have to give them little piece by piece. And it'll help them understand better who you are. And so these scares, if you get scared every time somebody mentions a baby or a wedding, you know, you can ask your partner to, you know, hold back on mentioning them. It's not that you don't want them. It's just like, you're really happy where you are now. And that's okay. And maybe there's a therapist out there listening to this and be like, this guy is not ready to get married ever. Do not marry this guy. And hey, that's your opinion. That's great. But I love the person that I'm with. And I hope it stays that way. And I hope they love me. And I hope it stays that way. And in the future, I hope the right time comes along. I hope the money's right. I hope the job is stable. I hope the home is right. I hope all of the five things that you really need. I asked Matthias James Barker this. He is a psychotherapist. And I asked him on an Instagram Live. He had me on. And I was like, how did you know you were ready for a child? And he talked about it. And he named, you should go back and watch it. Go to his page, watch it. Because I don't remember the five things. But he was just like, you have to make sure that you're like, you're never going to have all five things checked. But you have to make sure that you have at least three. And he was, one of them was money. One of them was like a living situation. One of them was, you know, good family connection. Another one was a stable job, which is huge. And money has always stressed me out. I grew up with not a lot of money. My parents weren't broke by any means, but we were definitely a little bit below average, or below the average that I was around. So I stress a little bit, and stress is okay. We just have these podcasts to hopefully explain to you that it's okay with what you're feeling. But thank you guys very much for listening. I'm really happy I did this. I'm really happy I talked about it. And to Angelica, who's listening to this, don't worry. One day I'll get there. Stay you, stay beautiful, and I'll talk to you guys later.